Welcome back to the Tacticos with myself and Jayan. I think before we kind of get into the episode itself, I think obviously we've got to give our condolences to the Charlton family. Obviously, Jayan, you're not Manchester United legend, England icon. Obviously, won the World Cup in 1966. I mean, I was quite surprised, like everyone, when we heard the news on Saturday. I think there'll obviously be some sort of memorial, some sort of silence at, is it, you've got Manchester City at home, right? I think
Yeah,
the next
City at
home
home.
game.
So
Yeah, so
it'll
I'm
be
guessing there'll
kind
be
of
some sort of, obviously it'll be an
great.
amazing reception for him, right?
Yeah, amazing reception. You know, great kind of game for it as well. Yeah, like you said, yeah. Sad loss. The last babe, the last Bushby babe, survived Munich air disaster. I think, is he the last? No, Michael Owen, I think. But he won the Ballon d'Or, World Cup, European, Champions League, FA Cup, four Premier Leagues. Says it all. Absolute legend of the club. I think his style of play was phenomenal. I think both footed. Anyone that's kind of knows about Bobby Charlton, you kind of looked up towards him at that era. To kind of be something of such. Playing in that position that he played. And that technique and that style of being both footed was just it's absurd. There was this kind of obviously he was under the coach of Matt Bushby at the time, and there's like a I think Matt Bushby quotes he used to see he's seen this boy on the road kicking the ball against the wall with his right foot. He stopped him and he said, "Why are you only kicking it with your right foot?" And he said, "Because I'm right footed." And he said, "No, you've got 2 feet. Kick it with your left foot as well." He's like, "You be both footed. Use both your feet." And then that kid was Bobby Charlton. Yeah. So,
Mad.
and yeah, played under
And
him as well. Crazy, isn't it? But yeah, he still talks about that. I think you'll find something there, Matt Bushby, and then obviously Bobby Charlton mentioning that as well. But it's something so simple, like you still don't see players today. That can play with both feet. I think it is a must. It is a necessity. I'm not saying you have to be amazing as your stronger foot, as your weaker, but you have to have some sort of ability on your weaker foot, and
agreed,
that
100%.
was back then. So, even this, it's still absurd, how some players don't. And you see when you watch the game, especially like goalkeepers, you target them on that weaker foot. De Gea, notorious, soon as that goes onto his left, there's about three strikers, three players sprinting at this guy, bro.
Even
This
Edison,
guy.
one of the
Yeah,
best.
Edison, Alisson, they're all kind of like that. As soon as you get them on that weaker foot, you've got a chance.
That's it. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, I think on this, it kind of makes it a bit of fitting considering it's a derby as well. But it'll be wicked to see kind of the reception. You know what's crazy? Everyone knows about this Alex Ferguson stadium, but I actually didn't know he had a stadium named after him as well, which is kind of like, I don't know. Obviously, as a United fan, you must know, but.
Yeah.
Oh,
You've
yeah,
got
the stand named after him.
the Charlton stand, you've got the Sir Alex stand.
It's opposite though each other, right?
And then you've got obviously his statue outside as well. Yeah, opposite each other,
Trinity,
yeah.
the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
So
So yeah, you've got the Trinity, yeah, which is obviously full of
unbelievable.
flowers at the moment.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
Should we kick things off with
Yeah, let's kick things off. Where do you want to start?
London
Arsenal?
Derby? Is that what you call it? Or is it, what is it? London Derby, a North London Derby.
I don't
Is it
even
North
know.
London? West London? Or
They're
is it just
west,
London
yeah.
Derby?
We're north, yeah. So it's just considered London.
London Derby.
It's the biggest clubs in London, isn't it? So I don't really know. It's not really got a name for it, really.
Bro, I told you last week. This is I told you there's not they got nothing to lose, everything to gain. Arsenal got everything to lose, not really much to gain.
Now, do you know
You
what
know,
is we played for 75 minutes? We were shocking. Honestly, I was watching the game. And normally, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like something gets you off your feet. Like, I don't know. Considering it's a derby, like there'll be a tackle flying in, there'll be kind of some, you know, some sort of not fight, but some sort of, you know what I mean? Like rustle and hustle and tussle, whatever you want to call it, yeah. I don't know. Arsenal was so flat. I couldn't believe it. In the midfield, I mean, we have obviously Rice in there, and we start with Jorginho as well. But Rice was terrible first half. I can't even single out one player. I know there's a lot of slack going towards Odegaard because obviously his creativity has kind of dropped off last few weeks. But I can't even single out one player because the whole team were terrible. Like I. And then you come out, okay, you're thinking second half, no problem. Like they'll get, you know, kick up the arse in the second half from Arteta. And it's the same thing. Now, I want to talk about obviously the penalty. I'm not even gonna argue because it is a penalty. It's just considering the rules right now, it's a penalty, fair enough. I'm trying to think. We never had, you know, I can't remember we didn't have a shot first half because we never done anything. But apart from the penalty first half, there wasn't really much going on. Obviously, I don't know what you think about. Have you seen the clip of Sterling wanted to take the penalty, and then obviously Enzo was like to him, no, give it to Palmer, which I thought, considering Palmer's kind of confidence right now, you kind of want him to take the penalty, you know what I mean? So
Yeah,
fair
and
play to
I don't
Enzo,
think
he's kind of
Sterling's
safe.
quite shit at penalties as well. So
He is, he is.
so like fair play, which is and then they probably agreed something before the game anyway, that they must have some sort of setup on penalties. You know, this person takes it or whatever, that person takes it. Probably Sterling, being the more elder player and more experienced, probably tried to, bully Palmer and kind of saying, I'll take it. But fair play to Palmer, he took it, and
It was
took it
good
back on him.
panel. Do you
Obviously,
know what I mean? It wasn't
yeah,
any
good
good
player.
background.
But a couple of things, what I don't understand is, I think Chelsea look good now. I think there are a few pieces missing. They're looking better and
Few
better
injuries,
now.
yeah. Got a few injuries gonna come back as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Gallagher will probably drop out, maybe Cole Palmer stopped into that spot, and then maybe Nkunku comes and plays that Cole Palmer role that he's playing right now, and then he's finally got Mudryk with a bit of confidence. Defense looks good for them as well. You've got
I've got to
Lavia
say,
still to come.
Chilwell and James will obviously come back in, and that's
Yeah,
the
that'll be big there as well. So they're looking all right. Not fair play to them. Obviously, they probably would have won the game if Sanchez didn't fuck it up, and give Rice that opening. And obviously, Rice scored, still had to bury it, but
harder.
they basically had an open.
People are consistent saying, okay, Sanchez made a mistake, but that is a difficult. He made it bottom bins, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Considering where he shot it from and how he bended it around, I think it
this
was
is.
Enzo. It's crazy,
Yeah, that was
crazy.
a quality shot. Yeah, it was literally in that corner. So amazing
Any
goal.
surface
But
and things like
still.
that, easily, like, you know, put them wide or whatever.
Yeah. But when you're
But
winning 2-0, like, I think, what, 75 minutes into the game, that was
80
something like.
plus, I think it was as well. 80 plus. We scored
And
like
then
82nd, I think.
I think they had it like generally under control. There wasn't really much from Arsenal.
100%. We weren't doing nothing. Like literally, we had nothing in the game. If they won 3-4 nil, like you wouldn't be, considering watching the game, you
Shocked.
wouldn't be
Yeah.
surprised. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's how dominant and how well. It wasn't that Arsenal were. I know a lot of fans were saying Arsenal had been bad. Fair enough, we were bad, but it was because they were good. It wasn't because our own wrongdoing, essentially.
Yeah, you can't take anything from away from Chelsea, and this is what I was saying, last week as well. Like, fair enough, they had like couple two games or maybe one game where they played all right, but I think they've been clicking for some time now. But obviously, because of injuries and new players still gelling together, they've had these kind of shock results that come in. They win one and then lose, so the momentum is never really carried. But I feel like now it finally has for them. It's kind of going into positive direction. Obviously, Partey seems fit, but again, still on the bench.
I don't know. I think he's
Like,
saving it for Champions League, I'll be honest.
yeah, I get it, but you've got such an easy group. Like you've gone and beaten Man City, you've done the hard task, you know, you've gone and won that
Yeah,
game.
agreed.
Now, it's literally the same thing I was saying last week. Now, if you put Liverpool in the same situation, Liverpool at Anfield versus Man City, they win next game, Chelsea away, they get the job done. You get the job done. Doesn't matter, you get out there 1-0, whatever, you just get the fucking job done. Go in there and get the job done. You know it's going to be a hard game because late kickoff, the crowd's probably spurring on. Chelsea got, like I said, nothing to lose. They want a point to prove here as well. So they're going to come at you. And their midfield is very physical and very energetic. You know, and I'm looking at yours and I'm sorry, but Jorginho, like, bro,
Nah.
that
He's nowhere near what Partey
he's
brings
going to be
physically
holding
away
their pocket, bro. He's going to be walking around holding Enzo's and Salcedo's pocket, bro.
Do you know what it is? I think because he won, obviously he played well against City at home and they controlled the game, that midfield especially. I thought Arteta probably thought he could do the same thing, but I think in away from home you probably need more physicality. So, and Partey is one of the best at that. Do you know what I mean? In that position, just be able to just
Yeah.
when the game's going a bit scruffy, he's able to kind of just get on the ball and just kind of slow it down. Not to what Jorginho's passing ability is, but just kind of, provide a bit more physicality in that midfield. So I don't know, because I was thinking like Enzo came from Argentina, Caicedo came from, is he Ecuadorian, right? He came from
Yeah.
Ecuador. All all the mileage that they've put on last few weeks, and they put some sick they put a proper
Yeah,
performance.
but these South
So,
Americans are animals,
oh,
bro.
animals,
Like
yeah, 100%.
you know,
But
in the especially these midfielders that they've kind of, and obviously these two, obviously they've not had the best of starts, both of them. But you know, I think they're finally forming a partnership together, you know, and they're finally clicking together. We've seen what they can do. We've just not seen it in a Chelsea top. You know,
And
that's
not
it. But
together, like they've done things individually, like within
yeah,
games, but I think as a pairing, they were really good. They just kind of
100%.
need to find that last person essentially in that midfield. It could be, obviously, it could be Palmer and Nkunku, maybe, but I mean,
I
Gallagher is
think,
all right to be fair, but again, we kind of know Gallagher probably won't be there for
yeah,
a
and I
long time,
think
so.
the other question, obviously, with the Arsenal team is, I think I'm still not convinced is Zinchenko, you know, and I think in these type of games, you know, he is gonna fall suspect. You know, he is that guy that probably does offer that inverted, you know, kind of comes into the midfield, offers that extra man and stuff like that. But when you're coming up against pace, you know, especially on the wing, you know, people that are probably gonna play on the counter, one touch, quick movement, you know, Gabriel's gonna have to do a lot, you know, in terms of like trying to
He does a lot in general. If you look at the,
cover.
he covers so much for Zinchenko because
Yeah.
Zinchenko's gone playing fucking right wing with Saka for a bit, and then he goes play strike with Jesus.
Yeah.
It's too. It's not structured. He's not structured in his play or his
Like I
position.
feel like Arteta, these type of games, like yeah, it's like you know, like Wenger, like back in the day, like he'd come to Old Trafford and he'd play the same formation, like and the
Get
same
fucked.
like
He's
yeah,
getting fucked,
and then
bro.
it's just like bro, like you know what's coming. And then when like for example, when Man United used to come to Emirates, he'd pack the midfield like Sir Alex. So he'd play a 4-5-1. You know, he'd put Fletcher in the midfield or Park. You know, he'd give that extra man in there because he knows Emirates, Arsenal home, they're gonna come flying out the box. You know, I need an extra man in here. But it seems like with Arteta, like fair enough, Zinchenko, he might think is the best man for it. But I think it's probably a bit of a learning lesson where you know, maybe you go Tomiyasu or you know, you switch it up a bit. And obviously with the Jorginho thing, I think that's something that needs to it can't go like any further. You know, like this is you've got a point, which is great compared to a loss. So you can still take that away. But I think yeah, you've got to get Partey back into that team as well.
The problem we have is that it's kind of like it's a bit of a strange one with his position, Zinchenko, is because we obviously Tierney's gone out on loan, right? And we brought in a suitable replacement in Timber. He's obviously only played what I don't even know, like he played what 45 minutes before he's got a serious injury. So I think Timber would have been perfect for a game like, not even a game like on the weekend, but in general. He's so much more sure defensively, he's more sure probably passing ability is not as great, much as higher as Tim as Zinchenko's, but he provides a bit more steel in that defense. And you know, Gabriel didn't have to cover as much because Timber was amazing. I mean, there's only 45 minutes to go off, but based on what he's
he's phenomenal. He's better than Zinchenko passing as well. 100%. Like, he could play like DM, like, you know, he's got that technical ability to do so.
Mm.
But yeah, there's a loss on that front.
That's the problem. I think Tomiyasu came on he's came on twice now. Against City he came on, and now he came on against Chelsea, and actually not made a difference in terms of the whole game, but you can kind of see he just more assured. I think the more Gabriel's definitely happier to play with Tomiyasu by his side, because he knows you don't have to cover him as much, and Gabriel's not as quick. So considering Gabriel has to make up so much ground in so little time, he's not the quickest to get back if he does make a mistake. Do you know what I mean? And obviously Saliba's and Ben White have to come out of position as well. So I don't know. It was we were lucky considering what we went through. I mean, the best thing is that we can take out of this game was considering we got a point, considering we played good for like 10 minutes of the game, essentially. Now, obviously, our first goal came from their mistake, Sanchez's mistake. Again, like we said, great finish by Rice, but then we kind of realized quickly that we can capitalize on that mistake on that goal and get a second. And I mean, if we get a second early doors, I think we probably could have won that game because we were looking good at the end. But so Trossard took his goal good, great ball by Saka. Obviously, Gusto went to sleep at the back post, but. Yeah, man, we got out with a draw. I think that was the only positive we can take. I mean, people are obviously talking about unbeaten and whatnot, but let's not talk about that too much right now. Spurs are unbeaten as well. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, no, 100%.
So we're second, and I can't remember one game we played well this season. It's mad. Like Bournemouth is probably the only one I can remember off my head.
Yeah,
like, we're like. Unbelievable, not unbelievable. You know,
you could probably say the same with like City as well, no? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, they would probably be saying the same. You know, but who have they actually played City? Did they lost to Spurs?
Nah, they
drew. Nah, City have.
They lost to Arsenal. They lost to us. We just spoke.
And they lose to someone else as well, or not? Am I mistaken?
I don't think they
have. They have lost to someone else.
Have they lost to somebody else as well?
Yeah, because they got 21 points.
The same points as us, but...
Wolves.
Wolves, of course. Yeah, yeah. They lost to Wolves. Yeah, yeah, they did.
Yeah. So, that was a good game. You know, but
did Mudrik mean it?
I think he came out after and he said kind of... which I thought was quite interesting. Like, it didn't seem like bullshit as well. So, like, he goes, the goalkeeping coach told him, Sterling, Cole Palmer, and just those three, that this goalkeeper, so Raya, he likes to come out and he doesn't have, he's not conscious of his goal. So, when he comes out, he's not really conscious of where his goal is. So, his bearing is not great. Mm-hmm. So, he said there's always an opportunity of a chip to catch him, and the goalkeeping coach at Chelsea told him, you know, just be wary of that. You know, there's an opportunity there. So he said, when I crossed it, he said it was kind of in the middle, like a cross shot, which is, I thought was quite honest. You know, and he said, and he mentioned obviously the goalkeeping coach, kind of told him, look.
I thought his execution wasn't meant for the goal. It was just meant for an area of the obviously, and then it went in.
Yeah, I think it was one of those, like a cross shot kind of, like, because, if you look at that cross, like, no one's going to get it.
I can't believe he got chipped, though. That's my, I don't care if it's a cross shot, like, Raya's position is fucking terrible, like, do you know what I mean? And then he gave the ball to, I think it was Palmer, on the edge of the box, and then,
they messed out. Like,
what the hell is going on here? Obviously, Ramsdale had a baby boy, so he couldn't be there for personal reasons. But I wouldn't be surprised if he even subbed him off 50, 60 minutes in, considering how he played. You know, he was Raya's positioning was everywhere. His distribution wasn't great. It was just obviously he gave the ball to Cole Palmer. I don't know if you've seen it, but on the edge of the box. Luckily, he didn't score from it. But yeah, his performance was shocking. So I wouldn't be surprised if Ramsdale started the next few games, considering how Rai has played. Because
Yeah.
he looked a bit shaky against City as well.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. You know, I think, but that's what he's going to keep doing. Just whenever one plays shit, he'll play the other, and whenever when the other plays shit, he'll just keep swapping. You know, so they both
Yeah.
kind of get chances. But the problem you'll have, you'll never have a set goalkeeper who's consistently playing with a back four. You know, so. And I think that's obviously quite key, you know, the goalkeeper relationship with the back four.
It's considering that Ramsdale's played obviously so many games last season with this back four. So it's actually not bad Ramsdale coming in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It's like it's similar to when United had Romero. Is it Romero? The
Yeah, we had
Argentinian.
Romero, yeah.
Yeah, he was a goalkeeper, but
He was quality. He was
yeah, he
quality.
was quality. So it's just, you know what I mean? This is heightened now because obviously he's English. Ramsey is
Yeah.
English, so it's just gonna be in the medium. Just you know what I mean? It's just a given. It's a bit of nonsense, but here's what it is. Here's what it
He's
is.
your Harry Maguire.
Who Ramsdale? Nah,
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it to that extent. I hear what you're saying, but I wouldn't put it to that extent just yet. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Where do you want to move on to next? City probably the
Obviously
best
got.
game after that. Newcastle pumped Palace. United got a win again late, not late, but quite late against Sheffield United.
Yeah, it was quite a lackluster like
Terrible.
performance, but I
Yeah.
think it was just get the job done. So I didn't
That's
really give a
it.
shit.
That's
Like
it.
I wasn't expecting like scintillating football and stuff like
No,
that.
no,
And
no.
the back four still very makeshift. Like you look at that back four, it's got Lindelof. Yeah, Lindelof. Who was playing? Was it Lindelof? Right back. Evans, Maguire, and Dalot left back. That was the defense. You know, so but Onana played really well, so that was positive.
Who's that?
Onana, he played quite well. Yeah,
Just
he
needs
played
some
really well.
confidence in it
Yeah, I think he's
before games come
slowly
on.
seems to be getting. Obviously, Man City, big one. You know, if you can get a cracker performance out of that one, which he'll need
I'll be
to
honest, your
because.
Copenhagen's big as well, you know, considering where
Yeah,
they're
Copenhagen,
sitting on the
yeah,
group and stuff.
tomorrow.
So.
Yeah, that's a massive game as well. So interesting. You know, that have to win. It's at
Is
home.
it home? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think that one we want a performance. You know, Sheffield United, okay, cool. It's away from home, late night kickoff. You never know what to expect, bro. Especially in late night kickoff. I hate it. Late night kickoff and away,
It's not
forget
even
it,
late.
bro.
It's late considering
Yeah,
that
forget
at
it.
8 p.m. kickoff.
Oh, forget it, bro. That stadium's always popping, bro. You can go to Carlisle FC, yeah. Late night kickoff away, bro. It's long day.
Find it on the FA Cup day, FA Cup days and stuff like that. It's
But
long.
even these
Not
Monday night
easy.
footballs and oh my days, nonsense,
It's
bro. It's stress, bro. As
not.
soon as I see that fixture and it's like 6 p.m., 8 p.m., I'm like, forget it, long.
Yeah, there's grounds where it's close as well. Do you know what I mean? Bramall Lane, man, atmosphere there's pretty good. So, do you
Yeah.
know what I mean? So,
Tomorrow, so tomorrow, I think the fans would expect a performance. You know, Copenhagen at home, it's Copenhagen, obviously. Got some players, maybe one or two players come back. I don't think they'll play, but
get some
still, I
minutes
think
maybe.
we want a performance. We want a clean sheet. You know, give me 2-0 clean sheet, I'll be happy. You know, like that's it, really. And then just kind of progress from there. And obviously, the big one's Man City, but I think you need to carry some momentum into that game. You can't go like from zero into that game. You have to have something
No.
with you.
You don't need questions heading into that game.
Yeah, because
You know,
they're going to
players.
come to that game. That game is basically the game that you had, obviously way more intense, you know.
As in last week, you mean?
The game that you just played
Arsenal.
against
Yeah,
Chelsea. Yeah, but this is
100%.
going to be
Yeah.
way more intense because it's a like intense rivalry, you know, between the two clubs. And you know,
You've got a
historically,
decent
I think.
record, haven't you? I mean, you won there last season, but your
Yeah, I
past
think
season is generally
we've got
okay.
yeah, fairly okay record. As of recent years, But I think they'll take a draw. I think they'll probably, depending on how we turn up, I think they'd go into the game wanting to win. But if they draw, I don't think that's the be all or end all for them. Yeah, I think they would be happy with that. I think
It's a manner, kind of how we
it's
talk, right?
the same thing what you had just this week. You just don't lose. That's it. You don't lose that game. You just don't drop points because the teams around you, like Liverpool, Tottenham, they've still got to go to these pitches or these grounds. So it's when you're kind of title challenging, you just got to have to up that result, that head to head that they have. You just have to up it. If you go one up, and then you win the rest of your games, you've basically won the league. And that's what City are
We
so
got
good
way
at.
better chance of doing it, should I say?
City, yeah, exactly. No, but look at you lot last season, bro. You lost at Old Trafford. You drew at Anfield, which you should have probably won.
We should have won, yeah.
Tottenham away, you won.
We won. We lost at City.
You lost at City.
Chelsea, we won.
Chelsea, you
Kind of up and
won,
down a bit. It was up and down. It wasn't consistent. It was at
yeah.
home that we actually played. Apart from the City one, we actually beat a lot of teams.
And I think City last season, did they lose to Liverpool away?
Yeah, they lost to Liverpool away.
1-0, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1-0. Salah. Remember
Yeah.
Cancelo, and that's when he got sold. Funny enough.
Yeah.
Or loaned out, should I say.
Yeah.
So.
And then, yeah, so I think they beat us at home, lost away. Chelsea, they done the double over them. Spurs, I think they done the double over them as well.
No, Spurs, they remember they don't win at Spurs Stadium. They
They
just never
lose there.
win. Yeah, they lost again. And it's
Was that
funny.
when Conte? Yeah, it must have been, isn't it?
No, it was it not Mason? What do I think
No, I
it
can't.
was Mason? Because what first his first game as caretaker. It was funny
No,
because I
last
was
season
told.
didn't have Conte.
Yeah, but he got.
He was there like, until the end, towards the end, and then he left.
It might have been the, I can't remember, I'll be honest. I just know he didn't win because it was
Mason came towards the end
what
when that
towards the end, yeah.
caretaker shit, and then that was when they got Ange.
Andrew's a summer though, isn't
Yeah, summer,
it?
yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think City will probably win that game, I'll be honest, at Old Trafford, but I don't know if it'll be an easy win for them. Considering, well, Kanji's now got a red card. So he
Still
misses
got
the game.
Diaz there.
Yeah, this is the thing. They got Gvardiol, Diaz, Stones, Ake. Defensive options is unreal. Unreal. But I don't know. City, obviously they won at Brighton to they won against Brighton, should I say, at home 2-0, but
You
2-1, I
won,
think it was. Yeah,
yeah.
2-1. So I don't
It was a
maybe they
tight
should.
game, and I think that fixture, you've got two teams that play basically very similar. So you've got horns just lock. If you look at the stats, I think there's not really much in it. I think City had
The
like,
only second half, Brighton played very well. I watched the game,
yeah.
they played very well. It's kind of the one City, they go 2-0 up and then they kind of just coast a bit. They've been doing that this season a bit. So, and obviously Brighton's a bit weird because they can play very well against teams and beat them, but then they get smoked. Like 3-1 at home to West Ham. They'll lose. Was it
I think there's a
6-1?
style of play that
It's
they
very,
you can catch them. It's like City, right? Like if you have a good defense, you play a kind of a low block, but you play on the counter, you've got a good chance of beating them if you can keep your defense and midfield very stable and solid. And I think it's the same kind of thing with Brighton when they're playing against West Ham. You're on about 3-1.
3-1,
West
yeah.
Ham literally just in the box, and you had James Ward-Prowse pinging it like. Literally, first time to
Like a
like,
quarterback, really, just that's
literally,
it.
yeah, just pinging it to like Jarrod Bowen or fucking Paqueta's there, so they've got players up
Antonio,
top, yeah, players up top that can play a ball and one touch and that's it, it's a goal. So, yeah, but to have those kind of teams, like, it's not, you don't see them often, so I think they kind of take their chance on it. Liverpool is that kind of team where, you
They
know,
can
on the
go wrong.
counter,
They can
they're
go wrong.
ruthless, bro. Yeah, ruthless. You know, they could take an informed team and make them look shit.
All the time, though. That's
Yeah, you know what I
their kind
mean?
of
Because the
quality.
way they play, you know, they've got a very, how do you stop that counter time? You can't stop that, bro. It's one touch quick. Like, you got to stop the outlet.
But the
That with
thing is, with
Liverpool.
Liverpool, there is, as in, they were really good few seasons back when they had the front three, obviously. But now it's even worse, as in, it's so good for them because they got so many options off the bench. Like, they got six options off the bench that you think any of them could start, really. Do you know what I mean? It's the strike attacking force of that team is a joke. It's a joke. I mean, it's kind of a good way to go into the derby. Obviously, standard, I'll be honest. At home, the Everton just never beat them. They never even look like they're going to score. It's just
Early red card, Ashley Young.
Ashley
Oh,
Young, yeah,
looked
early red card. What about the Konate one? People are
what
saying.
happened there?
So he was on a yellow initially. He fouled Beto, came on as a substitute, and kind of spun him, essentially, kind of the ball went past Beto. Beto went to get it, and obviously, thing just dragged him back a bit.
But do you think at Anfield they're gonna get a
Oh, no.
decision that's gonna get
In
given against
isolation,
them?
that's a yellow card, 100%.
They're never gonna get, bro. Firstly, no one will talk about it in the media, yeah? If that was United, bro, this would be going on for about a month. Like, fucking Varane didn't get yellow, he should have been sent off.
But the thing is,
Demand
Ashley
apology
Young was the
for.
same thing, like two soft yellows, essentially, or a yellow and
Yeah.
a soft yellow. And Konate's would have been the same thing, regardless of if he was on through on goal, which he wasn't anyway. Well, that's not the premise of the yellow card.
Bro, they get
Premise of the
so
yellow
much
card is the
decisions go their
foul.
way, but no one wants to talk about it.
The problem is, since this obviously Tottenham incident of it being offside, or you know, it should have been
Even
offside.
before then, bro,
But
they
this
get
year, this is
so
what I
many
mean.
decisions.
They're gonna keep using that as a means to kind of
They're
rectify
already like one
the
of the
mistake.
most awarded teams or most benefited team with like VAR or like just general decisions. You know, they never get players sent off. They're probably a team that makes very aggressive tackles. You know, you see it with
100%.
Fabinho historically, Mane with his
Elbows in that. It's crazy.
clotheslines from hell, you know, like fucking. Bro, it's next level, bro. Van Dijk, two footers here, there, high foot. It's calm, bro. You know what I mean? No one cares. The media don't care. No one, you know, they don't fuss about it because it's Liverpool. You know, they've been getting away with it for historically for years, bro. And obviously, like you said, with the Tottenham thing, that's happened. They've gone and put all this pressure on the, you know, the refereeing association. So now they're going to get more leniency. So like if it's 50-50, it's going to go 60-40 or 70-30 towards Liverpool in terms of percentage-wise, you know, leniency. And it's just going to stay like that till the end of the season, you know. So you're literally going to be playing against the ref.
Well, I mean, this is the problem. This is the problem. I mean, in talking about the game in general, I was happy Salah obviously scored two goals. I had him a captain on fantasy, so hats off to Salah. I was worried because I think it was nil-nil after like 60 minutes or whatever it was. But yeah, he got two goals, so good things about that. I don't know, he's on top form, you know. I think he's got 9 goals and 4 assists.
Yeah, he's on top form.
So the way he's kind of changed his game of this season, not only being a kind of destructive goal scorer, but being, I wouldn't say a playmaker, because that's a bit extreme in my opinion, but you know, being a bit more, his passing ability's definitely got better this season. He's looking for the pass a bit more than he does usually. And if you got someone like Nunes coming off the bench with his kind of energy, his height, his kind of, you know, runs to the wing and in behind, man, that's going to cause problems to any defense, just stretching them and obviously them being tired, him coming off, what, 75 minutes, whereas it's a problem. It's a problem for any team. So now he's been looking all right this season as well. I think we've got to talk about Villa, you know. Emery is doing. They've won 11 games in a row at home. Since Emery's come in, they've got the same number of points as Arsenal, and City are the only team that got more points than them. since Emery's come.
Crazy, yeah.
Crazy, yeah. What he's doing at that club, considering obviously the squad they had last season, he got them to a good finish. Then the Conference League, I believe, this season, they've made some very good signings. If I looked at their squad and I was looking at the players that they actually haven't got available to them, that squad is very good, you know. They probably need a bit more in terms of obviously attacking position wise in terms of striker. Because I think from the drop off from Watkins to the next striker, I'm not too sure it's that young guy who they signed from an American club. Apart from that, I can't lie, they're looking really good.
Yeah, they got Zanilio, the beast quality. God,
yeah,
they
passed Brighton 4 on the weekend. I think they've got 4 past Everton.
Kamara midfield.
Yeah, it's good.
Their team is quality, bro. It's
quality.
Quality team.
Quality. They got is it McGinn? Yeah, McGinn.
Yeah, McGinn.
Solid.
But he can play like a different. He can play a diamond. He can play 4-2-3-1. You know, he's got options how he can play. And his midfielders are very, very physical. You know, very physical midfielders. You know, so they could happily go away and, you know, get a result.
100%.
You know, which they have done already. I think they've got a result at Chelsea.
They won at Chelsea, yeah.
They pumped Brighton, you know,
6-1. Yeah. Pumped Everton. I'm trying to think who they played. I can't remember.
Obviously, first game of the season, they got pumped by Newcastle. But since then, it's just been up. West Ham.
I was surprised by that. But again, first game of the season's not the best.
West Ham. Yeah, I think West Ham were a bit unlucky, though, like that game. Because...
I mean, I was watching the game, so 2-0 up, they were kind of cruising a bit. West Ham obviously got a deflected goal through Bowen, and then they were mounting on a bit of pressure, which they could have kind of got a few chances from. And then obviously Watkins with a sick goal at the end to make it 3-1, and it kind of buried it a bit. Confidence went down. Then obviously Bailey got a sick goal as well to make it 4. So they are looking good this season. I can't lie, they're looking good. I don't know that. I'm assuming, is Watkins the best striker after Kane, English striker in the league? Or is he the best English striker in the league in general? Or after Haaland, is he the best? How do you rank Watkins?
Yeah, he's not different. He's not after like Haaland. Like, he's obviously on good form, but everyone knows form's temporary. Yeah, so.
No. After Haaland, is he the best?
Yeah, I think Ivan Toney's better than him. Right. Ivan Toney consistently was doing it for time. You know, this guy is just doing it now. And Ivan Toney's been doing it in Brentford. You know, and obviously now he's had his little break. Not break, but he's been obviously sidelined because of his betting thing. But Watkins has been around for some time. Better team. You know, Ivan Toney's been doing it away, home. This is the first time Watkins kind of been doing it.
Goals
at the moment in form. Form wise, I'm trying to think.
Form wise, you can probably
Chelsea, argue. Tottenham.
Isaac is maybe up
as
there.
A centre forward, probably. Yeah, I'd probably say, yeah, he's probably the guy at the moment in form. Yeah, like Haaland, Alvarez, and probably him. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think there's anyone else striker wise that's really like blistering the league. You know, it's quite stale. I think obviously you have these wingers that get goals, but centre forward wise, no one really there.
He's one of the best of the rest. I'll put it that way in a nutshell.
On the form,
good.
Yeah.
He's looking good. He's looking
on
good.
The form, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to consistently do it for the season. For anyone that I knew, I don't know if anyone knows, but if anyone's listening on Spotify, please leave us a 5-star rating. That'd be much appreciated. We're also on Apple Music now as well. So again, leave us a 5-star rating on that as well. That'd be much appreciated. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.